I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set from NPR Music. We're at the Detroit International Jazz Festival, a free musical feast in the Motor City, held every Labor Day weekend for 30 years. 750,000 people squeeze downtown and belly up to 5 stages for the one thing they all love. The programming here is fabulous. The artists come from everywhere. Handsome Ted Nash of the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra is here with his quartet to share his take on a Hollywood composer you may remember. Pink Panther, anyone? Now, I'm talking about the original because that's the one I really know. But then I'm dating myself. From the 1950s through the 1980s, Henry Mancini collected his Oscars and Grammys 2, 4, and 5 at a time. And though they're at least a generation apart, there's only 2 degrees of separation between Ted Nash and Henry Mancini. The Ted Nash Quartet's giving a rare live performance of Ted's Mancini project at the Detroit International Jazz Festival in surround sound, thank you very much, on Jazz Set. Thank you.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. This is such a great festival. This is the Mancini Project. We're actually celebrating the release of our new CD, which is called the Mancini Project, and it's on Palmetto Records. You know, certainly tapping into Mancini's rich legacy of compositions over the years. He wrote beautiful music, of course, throughout the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, for films, records, TV shows. That certainly would be enough of a reason to have a creative project like this, but also for me it's very personal because my father, Dick Nash, and my uncle, my namesake, Ted Nash, were both studio musicians who were on just about every Mancini record during that period of time. And that first song was actually the theme from a movie called The Night Visitor. Actually, Henry Mancini, I read in an interview, they asked him what his favorite song of his was, and he said Two for the Road, and it's a beautiful song, so we're going to play that. Thank you.
Two for the Road was Henry Mancini's favorite song, with saxophonist Ted Nash, Frank Kimbrough on piano, Ben Allison bass, and Matt Wilson drums.
I mentioned growing up listening to Mancini's music. I remember the first time that I ever was turned on by music, that I really identified with music and realized that I loved it so much, was listening to the Pink Panther theme. My father was on that record, in fact. You know the great theme, right? Ba-da-ba-da-ba, I mean, it's famous, world famous. Well, at the very end, you know, you hear this big brass chord, ba, and it comes down like that, you know, ba, big sharp 11 chord, it's coming down, it goes, and the middle brass reads, ba da da da, and the low brass come like that, and it goes, that's my dad right there, right there.
Ted's father, Dick Nash, and his uncle, Ted, doubled on many instruments in Mancini's studio orchestras. Mancini introduced a cool, jazzy aesthetic to Hollywood soundtracks. We're with Ted Nash's Mancini Project at the Detroit International Jazz Festival on Jazz Set and, of course, jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Don't go away.
Jazz Set receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. DTS, delivering neural surround sound to home entertainment systems. Details on the web at dts.com. And Sennheiser, maker of headphones and microphones, introducing its flagship audiophile headphone, the HD800, handcrafted and designed for a natural listening experience. SennheiserUSA.com.
This is the theme from Soldier in the Rain, Ted Nash on flute.
I remember the very first time I met Henry Mancini, I was about 16, and my father had been working with him for a long time, and at that time I was home all the time, like it was the summertime, so, you know, it was hot and sweaty, and I was home and I was practicing. My father called in a panic. He said, "Oh, I'm so glad you're home." He says, "You gotta grab my baritone horn and get to the studio right away because I forgot to bring it." So I jumped in my VW Bug and I got down to the studio. I walked into the booth of the studio and all these very serious people are looking at me like, who's this scrawny kid with stringy hair, sweaty, and holding a case? I said, sorry, my father, he needs this horn inside the studio. Oh, okay, kid, you can go on in. And there was a door to the studio with the red light and the recording sign on. It said, "Recording," in big red illuminated letters. I said, well, I mean, they told me I could go in. So I walked in, I opened the door, and the whole orchestra was in there. And this is what I saw, Henry Mancini at the podium, giving the downbeat for a take. He's like, I was like, sorry, my dad needs his horn, you know. My tribute here is to pay back Henry for all that, ruining his take.
In 1997, Ted joined the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, for which he composes. Seven paintings from the Museum of Modern Art inspired his recent Portrait in Seven Shades for the orchestra. Ted has other groups, too. A few seasons ago on Jazz Set, we featured his Odeon Band with clarinet, violin, and accordion. This next Mancini piece is, in Ted's words, a wacky 60s rock tune. Gotta love it. I can picture that. Peter Sellers plays the accident-prone lead character in The Party. Thank you.
Party is the name of that song. That's the theme song from the movie The Party. I don't know if you ever, did anybody recognize that? It's a great movie. It's the 60s, you know, pseudo-modern mod. He's an Indian. He plays an Indian actor, an actor from India, and he goes to this really shishi party, and he just does every faux pas imaginable. He just, you know, Peter Sellers. That's it. This is maybe one of my favorite Mancini songs. It's called Lujan.
Mm-hmm.
The Ted Nash Quartet, Lujon, from the Mancini Project, outdoors at the Detroit International Jazz Festival on Labor Day weekend in surround sound on Jazz Set. There's an extra song at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set receives support from the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, honoring the rich jazz traditions of Newark, New Jersey. The Dodge Foundation web address is grdodge.org. And WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, the jazz source for 30 years. On the web at wbgo.org.
Henry Mancini's jazz themes come from laid-back Southern California. They're mellow, mysterious. But here in Detroit, jazz has been the soundtrack to a way of life that's gritty in comparison. The key to both styles is playing with emotion.
You know, when I was a kid and I was a teenager and I was starting to play, I was attracted to people like Cannonball Adderley and Sonny Rollins and John Coltrane and Miles Davis and John Faddis. So, the style of playing that was in the West Coast, where I was growing up at the time, Art Pepper and Bud Shank and my uncle Ted Nash, was something that really spoke to me because I wanted that, you know, that energy and that excitement and everything. And so it wasn't until I was later that I really discovered my uncle's playing. And I remember very particularly a time that I borrowed a book from Bill Mays, a piano player, a friend of mine. It was called Sounds and Scores, written by Henry Mancini. It's like a how-to book on orchestrating. So example 67 was the trombone pad, you know, the background trombone pad. So I was checking that out. Note the beautiful, wistful alto solo by Ted Nash on the bridge. So I did. And when he finished that 8 bars, I was in tears. And it was the first time that I connected with him and understood the subtlety of his emotion. So we're going to play this song that was written by Henry Mancini. It's called Dreamsville. It's a beautiful song. And I'm going to attempt to play my uncle's alto bridge the way he played it.
Nashville by Henry Mancini closes our set with Ted Nash on alto, Frank Kimbrough piano, Ben Allison bass, Matt Wilson drums. Ted's CD, The Mancini Project, comes from the Palmetto label. Thanks to Gretchen Carhart-Vallade and Terry Pontramoli for coming up with new ideas every Labor Day weekend at the Detroit International Jazz Festival and sharing the music with Jazz Set. We have a link at jazzset.npr.org. Our recording engineer is Timothy Powell of Metro Mobile. Our surround sound mix is by Jazz Set Technical Director Duke Marcos. Engineer Ginger Bruner is at KUNV in Las Vegas, and producer Becca Pulliam and executive producer Thurston Briscoe III are in Newark, New Jersey at WBGO, the jazz source for 30 years. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time. In the meantime, get out and listen to some live jazz.